This is Adventures of Amy Rose. My name is Katie Morris. Episode number 4 is here. Today's episode is titled, Amy Rose and Sticks the Badger Go to Comic Con.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI.
This article tells the story of a new character, Sticks the Badger, and her interactions with Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy. Sticks is a new character created for the Sonic Boom games and animated series and reprises Roger Craig Smith in-game roles as Sonic, Knuckles, jungle survivalist Sticks the Badger, and the evil scientist Dr. Eggman, while Tails is now voiced by Colleen Villard, and Amy appears for the first time in a Western animation series within the Sonic franchise, also voiced by her in-game voice actress Cindy Robinson. From popular allies like Knuckles the Echidna and Tails the Fox to the more recent inclusions of Sticks the Badger and Blaze the Cat, an expanding roster of characters have helped to make Sonic the franchise Sonic's is today. Dash. Recently, Sonic Boom Games and the animated series of the same name have featured Sticks as one of the newest characters in Sonic's expanding roster. Amy Rose, another long-standing member of the Sonic franchise, has also recently been announced to attend Comic-Con. With a star-studded cast featuring voice actress Cindy Robinson, game voice Travis Willingham, and reprising his role as Roger Craig Smith. Together with Sticks, both well-known characters will be featured at this year's Comic-Con to promote the upcoming Western animation series and games based on Sonic Boom. Fans can expect to see a variety of presentations from both Amy Rose and Sticks as they discuss their roles in the Sonic franchise and what they bring to the table when it comes to more recent inclusions such as Tails, Dr. Eggman, and Knuckles. They will discuss the latest Sonic Boom and how it is a fresh take on the classic Sega Genesis game that has been around since 1991. Additionally, they will talk about the characters' redesigns and the new characters that have been added to the expanding roster. Through this, they will help gamers understand which character they should choose to bypass certain obstacles in their journey and how plastic action figures can be used to feel the characters more in-game. Amy Rose and Sticks the Badger decided to go to Comic-Con this year to try out the new Sonic games. As soon as they arrived, they accessed the character selection screen and played a demo of the Wii U version of Sonic. They were amazed at how intuitive the D-pad was for controlling their characters, allowing them to experiment with various moves. After selecting my character, I could choose which map I wanted to play in. The screens were beautifully designed and I could keep a lower screen open while playing in order to take notes or strategize my next move. On the final day, we both personally experienced E3 and all the new gaming technology that was being showcased there. We both agreed that this was one of our best trips ever. Amy Rose and Sticks the Badger went to Comic-Con, where they discovered an exciting new phenomenon. They joined Sonic and Tails on an adventure to save the world from Dr. Eggman's evil cookie minions. Along the way they met Knuckles, who soon joined their team. They also encountered Wily, who was under Eggman's tutelage in his quest for Genesis portals. Fortunately, with the help of their joined characters, they were able to save the Sonic's shack from demise and secure a better future for all hedgehogs. Amy Rose and Sticks the Badger went to Comic-Con to meet up with their favorite characters. There they met Knuckles, who had made an Eggman out of a Bebot look-alike and freed Sonic from Eggman's plan. They also met up with Team Sonic, which included Tails and Bebot. Tails convinced Knuckles that they should set up a Sonic doll for Amy to calm her down after the attack on their island. After setting the doll up, Amy saw her favorite character and was relieved that she could finally relax with her team of friends. However, Eggman took Bebot away from them, breaking apart the team once again. It was then that Amy Rose and Sticks the Badger decided to go to Comic-Con and redecorate Dr. Eggman's lair. They wanted to make it a place where all of Sonic's worlds could come together, from the world of Sonic Boom and Eggman's captivity, to Mega Man and Knuckles' two dimensions. Amy and Sticks were able to take advantage of their creativity and use it in a way no one ever thought possible. Once they arrived at Comic-Con, they were transported into an alternate universe where all of Sonic's villains and allies were present. Amy was able to lead Sigma, the diabolical AI, into taking her up on her offer in order to help save his world. With a team of robot masters in tow, Sonic and his friends set out on a mission to restore the Hedgehog's world. Along the way they encounter Mega Man, Eggs Automatons, and Wily Eggs. They also meet a mysterious male researcher who helps them restore reality. Everyone takes care of each other, and with the help of Tails, Rush, Eggman and Eggman's bots Robo and Shadow, they are able to defeat Dr. Eggman and restore peace to their world once again. With everyone safe and sound after their mission, Amy Rose and Styx the Badger decide to go to Comic-Con as reward for all their hard work. At the event, they meet a new Dr. Robotnik, Team Sonic's latest enemy. He tells them about his plans for
domination and how he is an evil scientist, Dr. Eggman. He is showing off his new inventions that are sure to make him a powerful villain in no time. Amy and Styx are determined to stop him, but he has already formed a team of pals to fight against them. With their new friend Knuckles the Echidna joining their team, they now have the strength needed to take down Dr. Eggman's failed mechanical monstrosity. As they battle against it, they realize that Eggman might be the only villain in town, but they have each other as friends and allies. To combat his evil plans, Amy and Styx come up with some fun new games that involve using Robotnik's inventions against him. After following the Rock Cyborg's footprints, they found the Rock Cyborgs and facilitated their exploration. Amy and Styx then thought of a character team that would be suitable to help them against Robotnik. Amy tried her team of Sonic characters but didn't find any luck. So, they went back to Amy's house to think of other plans. With a diverse cast at their disposal, they decided to sniff out grass in hopes of finding the right character.
Thank you all for joining us again on Adventures of Amy Rose. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.